Welcome to the first episode of the Ontario Geocaching Podcast, coming to you from the Steel City on the shores of Lake Ontario this January 2008. Hi, I'm Gerber, and I'll be your host for this new podcast all about geocaching in the province of Ontario. I plan to bring you a bi-monthly show with news, stories, and events from geocachers in and around Ontario, as well as exploring locations that might be of interest to you. This show will feature several segments. The first segment is Ontario, yours to discover. This segment will be about Ontario cities and towns, where they are, a little bit about them, as well as some geographically significant features, such as the Niagara Escarpment, description of trail systems, such as the Bruce Trail, all of which are the home of numerous geocaches. Segment 2 will cover upcoming geocaching events. I plan to share at least 5 of the upcoming events in the province, and I'll list the descriptions of the events and the GC number from geocaching.com. Segment 3, it's all about the numbers. It's all about the numbers. It's going to be a section looking at the numbers relating to geocaching. And finally, segment 4, entitled While You're Here. I'll be talking about things to do and see before, after, or during a pause in your geocaching. Hey, let's get started. First segment, Ontario, yours to discover. Today we'll discover the province of Ontario. Ontario is a province located in the central part of Canada. It's the largest by population and the second largest after Quebec in total area. Ontario is bordered by the provinces of Manitoba to the west, Quebec to the east, and the American states of Michigan, New York, and Minnesota. Most of Ontario's borders with the United States are natural, starting at the Lake of the Woods, continuing through the four Great Lakes, Superior, Huron, Erie, and Ontario, for which the province is named, then along the St. Lawrence River near Cornwall. Ontario is the only Canadian province that borders the Great Lakes. The capital of Ontario is Toronto, the largest city in Canada. Ottawa, the capital of Canada, is located in Ontario as well. The 2006 census counted 12,160,000 residents in Ontario. This accounted for 38.5% of the national population. The province takes its name from Lake Ontario, which is thought to be derived from Ontario, a Huron word meaning Great Lake, or possibly Scanadario, which means beautiful water in Iroquoian. The province consists of 4 main geographical areas as well. The thinly populated Canadian Shield in the northwestern and central portions, which covers over half the land area in the province, though mostly infertile. It's rich in minerals and studded with lakes and rivers. Subregions are northwestern Ontario and in northeastern Ontario. Upcoming geocaching events, segment 2. First one is the Greater Toronto Geobash 2008. GC17XTC. So far, it looks like they have 95 people signed up for this event, which is going to be held the 3rd of May 2008. It's hosted by Res 2100 in Northern Peguan. Event number 2, New Year, New Monthly, GC18JRO. This being held the 29th of January 2008 in Ottawa. You can check out their local website at Ottawa Geocaching for information on geocaching in the capital. This event is going to be held at Mexicali Roses, Dowse Lake, 1001 Queen Elizabeth Drive, Ottawa, Ontario. Next event listing is the Crew Meet and Eat. It's going to be held the 7th of February 2008. Crew stands for Caching Regulars encompassing the Waterloo region. Waterloo from the distance from Hamilton to Waterloo is about 40 miles, or 60 kilometers, about a one-hour drive west of here. They're holding this at the Barley Works, I guess that's a pub, and it's going to be held between 6 and 9 p.m. That's GC18B03. Last event I'll be talking about on this podcast will be the Gung Hei Fat Choi event. Again, that's going to be held in Ottawa. Speaking of which, Ottawa is about 322 miles east of Hamilton, or 518 kilometers. It's about a six-hour drive from the Hamilton area. Gung Hei Fat Choi, GC17C06. They're holding this the 9th of February, 2008. It's a Chinese New Year celebration or New Year's Eve celebration. They're holding this at 6:30 p.m. at Duberry's Chinese Buffet, Eastview Shopping Center in Ottawa. Again, that was GC17C06. Segment 3, it's all about the numbers. These were last updated the Tuesday, the January 15, 2008, from the Ontario geocaching website. Throughout Canada, I've got the top 10 listed finders, geocachers. Number 1 was 7,166 caches found, Opus Terra from Quebec. Number 2 with 6,550, Nozzle Time from Ontario. Number 3, Jim52 from New Brunswick has 5,691 finds. Number 4, with 5,143 finds, Three Bears from Nova Scotia. Number 5, 5,037 finds, Lexoset from Quebec. Number 6, 4,915 finds, Buttons and Bow, Ontario. Number 7, with 4,881 finds, Mark Irene, New Brunswick. With number 8, 4,688 finds, is Sunny Girls from Quebec. Number 9, 4,522 finds, Sleepy Hollow from Alberta. And number 10, Mr. Gigabyte has 4,260 finds, and Mr. Gigabyte's from British Columbia. In the Ontario region, these are a little bit older stats, but number 1, Nozzle Time, has over 6,000 finds from Halton. Number 2, Buttons and Bow, 4,898 finds. Number 3, Amazon Annie from Halton area, 3,953. Number 4 from Simcoe, Izqua and Naughty, with 3,605. I hope I pronounced that properly. That was number 4. Number 5 was Doug Matheson, with 3,526. With 3,477, number 6 is Res2100 from Halton. Number 7, 3,373, the Rideau Rangers from Peel. Number 8, 3,118 finds, JT from Hamilton. Number 9, 3,062 finds, Dex 4 from Halton. And number 10, 3,001 finds, Blue Lamb 03 from Ottawa Carleton. Caching news from across Canada. Ontario has broken the 8,000 cache mark and still holding the number 1 spot for caches hidden. New Brunswick and Nova Scotia are still in close place for the 6th place. Congratulations to Newfoundland for breaking the 1,000 cache hidden. And Northwest Territory remains the same at 43, while Nunavut actually dropped from 17 to 16 caches. Must have been snowed under or something. So here's the caches provincially hidden. Ontario, 8,100. Quebec, 7,295. British Columbia, 6,266. New Brunswick, 3,289. Alberta, with 3,617. Nova Scotia, 3,308. Manitoba, 1,415. Newfoundland, 1,024. Saskatchewan, 660. Prince Edward Island, 384. The Yukon, 75. Northwest Territories, 43. And Nunavut, 16. And this was as of the 3rd of August, 2007. I'm sure there's more caches in each province at this time. At the time of this podcast, in Ontario, we have 9,389 caches located in Ontario. This is an update from that 2007 stat. And finally, the last segment, entitled, While You're Here. Things to do and see before, after, or during a pause in your geocaching. And this week, the Hockey Hall of Fame, 30 Yonge Street, Toronto, Ontario. It's located in the BCE Place in Toronto. The phone number is 416 360-7765. And they have a listing on the World Wide Web, the Hockey Hall of Fame. Here's a brief description from their website. It's a thrilling experience, and it awaits the entire family at the Hockey Hall of Fame, with over 57,000 square feet of interactive games and the finest collection of hockey artifacts from around the world. Unlike other halls of fame and museums, the Hockey Hall of Fame is a vibrant, interactive, and innovative destination for guests of all ages and levels of interest. Themed exhibits are artistically designed to colorfully represent hockey's passions and storied history. An exhilarating interactive rink area challenges guests to stop the shots from a virtual Wayne Gretzky and Mark Messier, try to score on Ed Belfour, record their own play-by-play on some of hockey's most legendary goals, plus much more. Not to be forgotten, the Hockey Hall of Fame is a proud home of the NHL's merit trophies, most significantly the Stanley Cup. It's on display for guests to explore and touch. All trophies, along with portraits and biographies of each of the 306 honored members of the Hockey Hall of Fame, are displayed in the Great Hall, an awe-inspiring Heritage Bank building, which was built in 1885. It's complete with ornate architecture and a spectacularly stained glass dome, the largest of its kind in the Toronto area. This is a new way to see displays. Check out the multi-million-dollar NHL Zone. The Zone will reveal sensational new exhibits for fans featuring NHL Legends, NHL Retro, NHL Today, NHL Milestones, Stanley Cup Dynasties, and a replica Montreal Canadiens dressing room. They list the admission as adults $13, youth 4 to 13 years, and seniors 65 plus at $9. They also list directions on how to get to the Hockey Hall of Fame. And again, that'll be on the website. Finally, I'd like to acknowledge the following geocaching podcasts for many hours of listening pleasure and as an inspiration to start this show. Podcaster with Sunny and Sandy from San Diego, California. Cache Maniacs, hosted by Daryl W4 and Firefly. GeoTalk with Spin Doc Bob from Australia. Ice and Rye, geocaching video zine from BC. The Slaga Geocaching Podcast with Paul Konopacki. The Twin Cities Geocaching Podcast with Sir Z-Man. The Maine Podcast, as well as the Granite State Geocaching Community Podcast. And the Jersey Geocaching Podcast with John. Also, I'd like to mention the Daily Breakfast with Father Roderick, who, by the way, is going to be coming to Ontario next week. He's going to be in Toronto on Monday, so we're hoping to go have a meet and greet with him then. Thanks for listening to the Ontario Geocaching Podcast. I look forward to hearing from you. You can send me email at ontariogeocaching@gmail.com.